This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here on this Friday, March 11th, 2016, Global Transmission. Now, I'm not live right now. I'm taping this in the morning. But I will be, by the grace of God, live at 11:30 Central Standard Time for the balance of the transmission, which runs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, Nightly News coming up this evening, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. And then, of course, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live for the Sunday transmission. Big broadcast, obviously, lined up. Every day's a big day, but they just get bigger and bigger in these rapidly changing times as we move towards the singularity, the quickening, the whatever conflagration you want to call it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is an amazing, interesting, over-the-top, epic, legendary time to be alive. DrugsReport.com has a big poll with hundreds of thousands voting. 65% as of time of taping are going for him against the other three candidates, just absolutely dwarfing them. And he's winning most of the states. The problem is they're not winner-take-all. And now the Republican Party is openly all over the news, denying it 3 weeks ago when Roger Stone talked about it, denying it 6 months ago when our guests talked about it, and Richard Reeves and others did, saying we were crazy in the news. Now they're going, yes, of course we're going to try to broker it and take it away. So they're mainlining that. Meanwhile, I'm going to play this clip coming up. Obama mocks Cruz at state dinner, says, where else could a boy born in Calgary run for president of the United States? Another birther. Here's the issue. If he's a strict constructionist with the Constitution, then you can't have Ted Cruz. He's not natural born. That said, they go, well, we have a precedent with Obama and his providence being questioned, so it must be okay. Well, no, ladies and gentlemen, it's not okay. And it's all part of just eroding the Constitution. There's also another video that Drudge has and InfoWars has. I noticed the site that had it's crashing, but we've got the video and the article of Ted Cruz's dad, you know, laying on hands. I'm talking about Ted being the anointed one, talking in tongues. The media is making fun of this. I don't make fun of Christians or other religious groups. I myself am a Christian, and I think it's insulting at certain levels to make fun of all this. At the same time, though, the question is he being sincere? Is he being sincere? Because, you know, he's this big Bush TPP architect, and his wife hooked him with the top globalist, and then now the Bushes are backing him and his financing for the campaign, and he's got Benedict Arnold, I mean, Glenn Beck's his name, sitting there backing him as well. There's quite a constellation, quite a grouping of concerns around him. By contrast, watching Trump last night, when they would go, hey, You bring in some foreign workers. He goes, yeah, legally. And, you get some stuff made, a lot of your clothing lines made in Latin America. And Trump went, yeah, I told you. It's not a fair system. I'm a businessman. I have to compete within that system. And so I'm trying to change it and make it fair so that we can produce things here in America. That's absolutely right. He's saying it's a fraud. It's a scam. Listen, and it's Americans' choices as well. We sell made in Latin America clothing. I try not to get it from China because people are so exploited. We sell a bunch of stuff made in Nicaragua and places like that that's high quality. And we can get those shirts for $3 or $4 a piece and then sell them for $15. And people want to buy what's cheaper and then be able to fund our operation. When I get stuff made in America because of the regulations and all the internal tariffs and the garbage, the same shirt cost $9 to $12. Designer shirts we try to get made here cost $25. Then we got to sell them for like $30 or $40 to make any money. So we sell the made in America, and then right next to it we sell the other stuff, and people buy the less expensive. That's a fact. So I have to compete. I give you the choice. Trump's right. We're going to break all this down and a ton more straight ahead. Obama's coming to Austin today. We're going to be covering that too. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Worldwide Friday Edition. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. This is the live global Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be going all the way to 3 o'clock today. Now, I'm taping in the morning right now, but coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, I will be live in studio. We've got Obama coming to town today for South by Southwest here in Austin, Texas. We're going to have coverage of the mindless throngs of worshipers. They're smaller throngs, but they're out there. And we're going to be looking at how similar the fraud of South by Southwest is with the hype-driven, empty promises of Barack Hussein Obama. So that's going to be key. We're going to have reporters on the ground as he comes in. We're going to have that on the nightly news tonight, obviously. Trump is continuing to expand his lead in national polls, despite the whole establishment attacking him as viciously as they can. And also, he's, again, at about 65% as we tape this at the big Drudge poll right now with just tons of folks voting on that. We also have our own polls at InfoWars.com showing similar numbers. Here's a Kit Daniels article on InfoWars.com. Mass exodus. Thousands of lifelong Democrats jump to Trump. Thousands of Democrats, it's going to be millions, also propelled Reagan to the White House. Trump in some states has hundreds of thousands of extra people voting in the Republican primary, not seen since Reagan. And these are Reagan Democrats. These are people that are socially liberal in some ways, but, you know, they understand the country's being shut down. cutting taxes on middle class and poor people like Kennedy did and Reagan did is the way to go. So that's a very, very important article up on Infowars.com. Also, there is this sickening story where Obama has come out in a speech that we're going to play a clip of in a moment and said that he hasn't divided anybody in America. I mean, you think about the nerve of that to say that he hasn't divided anybody in this country. In fact, here's the actual quote. Obama, I certainly have not contributed to dividing the country. He has had his proxies, from Al Sharpton to all the financing of George Soros, on record, funding groups that go out and say, deck the halls with dead cops, and going out and saying, we're going to federalize the police by causing these crises. He's been caught funding the Trayvon Martin protesters. He's been caught because he's double black unemployment. So they want to change the subject, how the Democrats are screwing black people and everybody else over to get us all fighting with each other. Classic divide and conquer. So this is like saying, if you have a business, you didn't build that, or saying 2 + 2 = 4, this is another one of the humongoid, gigantor, colossal, redonkulous pieces of garbage that has been spewed at us. Obama, I certainly have not contributed to dividing the country when he has become the divider in chief and the big foundations have spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to foment racial strife and unrest, and the Super Bowl has endorsed it, and Hollywood is pumping it. You can see the message. In fact, there's more race war garbage being put out than there is anti-family, anti-male garbage. Let's get it straight. Whether you're black, white, a human, got red blood, they are trying to divide and screw everybody over. They are, look, they're attacking men in every sitcom and every drama and every movie you see. Stupid, weak role models. Men, we're under attack, and women, you're under attack trying to take men from you. Come on, let's just come together for humanity. They're attacking seeds that produce good seeds. They're killing the life process of the earth to have a monopoly over life, to make you so sick you got to have all their high-tech medicines to live, where you got to go to them to buy seeds that will even reproduce again and are based on toxic chemicals. This is crazy, folks. It's their philosophy. It's evil. It's alien. It's like not of this world, but it's the God of this world. Fallen to this world to rule us. Read the Bible. It's all in plain view. The big secret right in front of you. Use your brain, folks. They're creating artificial intelligence, not of this world. Artificial animals and chimera creatures, not of this world. I talk to top CEOs, people worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't even know about this. I pull up MIT about chimera chestating humans all over the U.S., and they go, my God, you're kidding. I thought that's the X-Files. See, they show you fantasy so that when it's right in front of you in reality, you don't know it. These are aliens they're creating inside these cows and pigs and sheep. You're like, the aliens aren't coming from a distant planet. The elite are creating their own creation by twisting life forms. I'm sorry, how long do I have in this segment? I'm ranting. All right, how many? Okay, so let's go ahead and play this clip of Obama. I certainly have not contributed to dividing the country. Here it is.
A notion that everything I do is to be opposed, cooperation or compromise somehow is a betrayal, that maximalist, absolutist positions on issues are politically advantageous, that there is a them out there and an us, and them are the folks who are causing whatever problems you're experiencing. And the tone of that politics, which I certainly have not contributed to, I don't think that I was the one to prompt questions about my birth certificate, for example. I don't remember saying, hey, why don't you ask me about that? Why don't you, question whether I'm American or whether I'm loyal or whether I have America's best interests at heart. Those aren't things that were prompted by any actions of mine.
All right. Now, there it is. Just another over-the-top statement that anyone paying attention knows has not been going on. Here's what I want to say. I'll talk more about this when I come on live. Obama is here in town at South by Southwest. It's the biggest conference now probably in the world for multimedia, film, and music. It started 30-something years ago here in Austin by the guy that owns the Austin Chronicle that is literally the biggest rag on the planet of disinformation and just pushes pure globalist agenda. I mean, it is a joke, okay? The guy has been after me since I got on air. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. The things they've done to try to shut us down and kick us off the air. These people are just like the attorney general that says, yeah, we're talking to the FBI about arresting climate deniers. Okay? These people mean business. I don't care if they dress like beatniks. They are predators. They are parasites. They have all these dreams. Hollywood is about stealing dreams, getting your young daughter, who's the beauty queen, to go out there thinking she's going to be a movie star, and she ends up being a prostitute. It's about sucking your dreams. And they advertise all these wannabe musicians. The first bug zapper they put up was that you come to Austin to be a musician. And then all it is musicians attending other musicians' events, all desperately trying to make it with scam record deals, ripping them off. Okay, I've lived here 26, 27 years. I've seen the town. I know the scene. It's delusional. Everybody that wants to be a big star, you know, comes here to get ripped off. You got some computer companies here, some multimedia. And most of these companies have half their staff working for free, even though they have PhDs and degrees and engineering degrees, to try to make money, to try to make it. Like most of the women in porn now, you know, don't even get paid. Okay? So it's the same deal. Most people I knew that worked at Discovery Channel that were making $200,000 a year as top camera people don't even get paid basically anything anymore. Okay? I mean, this is how the scam works, okay? And it's all because they get this big glut in here. You pay thousands of dollars to be able to even get into some of the events, and you go hear some globalist spew at you from Google or Apple and now Obama. And it's just perfect how he sold all these fake dreams and all this fake hope, and he's all over movies and TV and drama because he doesn't even target the news audience that's somewhat informed now. They target yuppies and trendies that follow every rule, every political correct, you know, religious mantra. They do what they're told in belief that they'll be accepted into the system, and they're not. And it's like zombies. We're going to show footage of this. Just all these shuffling, poor, pathetic people looking for a dream, mortgaging their houses, doing everything to come to Austin, to put on parties, to try to meet people. And there's all these vampires involved. Lewis Black of the Chronicles at the top of it, sitting there managing all the dreams, all the people that want to be involved. And then they do things like, this is all over the news, if someone tries to have a rock band play in a parking lot of a grocery store, they have mafias show up and threaten them that you're going to be shut down. You'll never play in this town again. You can't piggyback on South by Southwest. They tried to stop us. We can even play a clip later of this. 3 years ago, handing out free copies of the magazine. And the police came and said, we've been ordered by the city to do this. And the cops said, but I'm not going to follow the orders. You're right. You have a First Amendment. And they shook our hands on video. On video. Not once, but twice over two different days. Then they sent code enforcers out and threatened us. And I said, you know, you don't have jurisdiction. I'm not a hot dog stand. I'm not running commerce. I'm giving out free speech information. I said, you go ahead. And they go tell the cops to arrest us. Cops wouldn't do it. Like, we ought to re-air that later on the show, dig those videos up. So this is what we're dealing with. And that's why it's so evil. And these people know they're predators, okay? They know what they're doing. They understand. And by the way, that magazine was specifically criticizing South by Southwest and these dream catcher frauds. Okay? You want to dream? Play music because you love it. You want to dream? Go out the middle of the countryside somewhere and play for old farmers or something. That's the magic. Suddenly it'll get picked up in the underground and be loved. Go put it on YouTube yourself. Do it not because you want to be a star, but because you love it. Make films because you love it. Write poetry because you love it, and you'll be fulfilled. And then the money will come if that's really what you're seeking. But all these people, like bugs into a bug zapper, like moths to a flame, I just watch them shuffling around. And then by the end of the 2 weeks, they're so desperate. They've blown everything. I mean, at first you see them kind of excited the first few days. By the end, in fact, I want to show this, the progress. By the end, they're just, it's the feeling of L.A. And I feel Austin being killed. I feel Austin, you know, literally founded by my ancestors and Buckley's ancestors and all the rest of it. You have this great soul. It's becoming L.A. And it becomes L.A. for 2 weeks. And quite frankly, we're talking about the future leaving when it's here. But we're going to return with the torch of liberty and expose the vampires. We're going to expose the whole stinking system, and it's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to think for yourselves and break free of these people that want to be the high priest that control your mind. I just want you to realize that we can stop these tyrants together and that we can truly live out our dreams and our destiny. The globalists are all about stealing and killing our destiny. We must stop them. Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes
in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, it's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discover the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not knocking down. If you want to come and take us.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I wanted to play that intro right there because that's reality. Standing in front of the Alamo, it was so spiritual because it had just been an old feedlot after they burned it down and destroyed it. And then it got turned into a warehouse. And by the 50s, it became a national landmark when the Daughters of the Republic of Texas paved with donations that people like my grandmothers got together to rebuild the Alamo. If you're a radio listener, that intro you heard is at the end is myself speaking at the Alamo with the former Texas Land Commissioner at the time that actually changed the rules where you can have political speeches there under the First Amendment at the front of the Alamo. So it was incredible to be the first person and the first group of people ever since the Alamo was destroyed to be giving a speech about we're not turning our guns in here in the spirit of the Alamo almost 200 years later. It was just one of the greatest pleasures of my life. And got to me emotionally so much, I even blew my voice out that I was screaming so loud with pleasure. And the reason I raise that is that's what fulfills the soul, folks, is doing an open carry at the Alamo in defiance of laws that are clearly unconstitutional and illegal. And the police did the right thing and stood down. Not because of any threats, but because they knew the city law was trumped by the state law, and we had state officials there to point that out. You have to exercise rights that are proper and rights that are protected and rights that are fought for, or you lose them. Now, that said, there's an article up on InfoWars.com, and I challenge you to go look at it for yourself. And I challenge even your children to go look at it. I don't want children to look at fake horror, but children should probably see some real horror so they know what to fear in this world so they can become strong to resist it. Muslim migrant melts off wife's face with boiling oil. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com and look at the WorldNet Daily article. And she got home, and he pulled back the shower curtain of her husband and said, have a look, and he was holding a pot of boiling oil. And he dumped it over her face. We're going to come back and talk about this. But see, that's killing people's dreams as well. That's what radical Islam, and most of Islam now is about, is enslaving people, controlling their minds, controlling their dreams, and mutilating them if they don't submit. and dominating women. And that's why the left loves it, because they hate women, they hate reproduction, they hate power, they hate the power of the goddess archetype. That's why they claim they want to represent it, because they want to dominate it and kill it. We'll be back with their war on women straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a model of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are back on this live Friday, March 11th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be arriving shortly, so don't fear, he will be here to host the rest of the show. But I will be here with you until the top of the hour. And we're going to be talking about what happened in the debate last night, because Jake Tapper of CNN, who is normally quite a smart guy, asked a really dumb question of Donald Trump. We're going to go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Mr. Trump, let me start with you. Last night you told CNN, quote, Islam hates us. Did you mean all 1.6 billion Muslims?
I mean a lot of them. I mean a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you want to clarify the comment at all?
Well, you know, I've been watching the debate today, and they're talking about radical Islamic terrorism or radical Islam, but I will tell you there's something going on that maybe you don't know about and maybe a lot of other people don't know about, but there's tremendous hatred, and I will stick with exactly what I said to Anderson Cooper.
So there's Trump responding to Jake Tapper's question during last night's debate, and obviously every time there's a major terrorist attack, such as Paris, etc., and people make the point over and over again that Islam has a problem with violence, the common retort is always, well, are you saying that all Muslims are terrorists? No, that would be ridiculous, and that's never been part of the argument. Imagine if Trump had come out and said what Jake Tapper, you know, clarified this as. Imagine if Trump had come out and said, all 1.6 billion Muslims in the world hate America. That would be a ludicrous statement. No one would ever seriously try to argue that. So why do they try and frame that as Trump's argument? Why do they try and frame anyone's argument who says that there's a violence problem with Islam? Why do they try to frame it as, oh, why are you suggesting that all Muslims are terrorists? No, nobody ever said that. Now, Marco Rubio shot back with his own comments. He kind of almost topped Jake Tapper for idiocy in responding to this narrative. Here's Marco Rubio.
I know that a lot of people find appeal in the things Donald says because he says what people wish they could say. The problem is presidents can't just say anything they want. It has consequences here and around the world. And let me give you one. 2 days ago, I met this extraordinary couple who are on furlough because they're missionaries in Bangladesh. It's a very tough place to be a missionary. It's Muslim. And their safety and security are very much relies upon friendly Muslims that live alongside them that may not convert but protect them and certainly look out for them. And their mission field really are Muslims that are looking to convert to Christianity as well. And they tell me that today they have a very hostile environment in which to operate in because the news is coming out that in America, leading political figures are saying that America doesn't like Muslims. So this is a real impact. There is no doubt that radical Islam is a danger in the world. I can also tell you that if you go to any national cemetery, especially Arlington, you're going to see crescent moons there. You're going to, if you go anywhere in the world, you're going to see American men and women serving in uniform.
Rubio, during last night's debate, basically trying to claim that Donald Trump is responsible for Christians being unsafe in the Muslim world. That's what he was implying with those comments. When we know that ISIS was executing Christians long before Donald Trump came along as a presidential frontrunner. When we know, according to this recent survey released by Open Doors, this investigation, Islamic extremism is the main source of persecution in 41 of the top 50 countries. That is, 82% of the world's persecution of Christians is being committed by Muslims. So Christians are unsafe in the Muslim world, not because of Donald Trump making comments, but because of violent Muslims persecuting and killing them. And no, my argument is not that all Muslims are violent and that they're all persecuting Christians. That was never the argument in the first place. Trump's point that Islam hates the West is in fact borne out to a large degree if you look at the figures, if you look at the polls regarding Muslim attitudes to Westerners. So Pew did a 2011 poll which found that Muslims have a predominantly negative view of Westerners and associated them with repugnant characteristics. Now this pretty much comes close to hatred if you ask me. So they asked Muslims in seven Muslim countries what they thought of Westerners, which characteristics they associated with Westerners. 68% of Muslims thought that Westerners were selfish, 66% thought they were violent, 64% thought they were greedy, 61% thought they were immoral, and 53% thought that Westerners were fanatical. This is a poll of Muslims in the Muslim world, and overwhelmingly in those cases, negative view towards Westerners. You flip that round, which they did in the same poll, they asked Westerners what their view of Muslims was, with the same characteristics. And in each case, it was significantly less. So Westerners had a positive view of Muslims in general, whereas Muslims had a negative view of Westerners. So Trump is largely accurate when he argues that Islam hates the West. And that's just in those characteristics. Of course, we can look at other polls. We can look at things like, is suicide bombing justified? Again, this is a Pew Research poll, 2013. In the Palestinian territories, 40% of Muslims think that suicide bombing is justified. 29% of Egyptians think that suicide bombing is justified. This is not a tiny minority. Afghanistan, 39% of Muslims think that suicide bombings are justified. So it's the point that I've made over and over again in my videos. They try to spin this yarn that it's a tiny, tiny fringe extreme minority that supports these violent and intolerant views and that advocates terror attacks. 40%, 39%, 29%, that is not a tiny minority. That's a substantial number. Then you can go and look at polls of Muslims who embrace Sharia law and what they think about honor killings, what they think about stoning women to death for adultery, what they think about executing people who leave the religion of Islam. And we featured these polls before. In fact, I made videos about it. If you look at these polls, they show that frightening numbers of Muslims advocate stoning women to death for adultery, the death penalty for leaving Islam. In many of these countries, and you can go and look at this, I'm putting an article out about this, which will be out shortly. In some of these countries, up to 70-80% of Muslims who embrace Sharia law advocate killing people for renouncing, for leaving the faith of Islam. Okay? That is not a belief that's in line with Western principles, with Western values. So yes, it's perfectly legitimate to argue that Islam hates the West without this bizarre comeback from Jake Tapper. Well, are you saying that all 1.6 billion Muslims hate the West? Well, no. But significant numbers, and in some cases majorities of those Muslims, embrace values and beliefs which are completely reprehensible and completely inconsistent with Western values and Western liberal principles. That's a fact. And it's not a tiny minority, which is why now there's this whole movement amongst the new atheists and other people to try and start a reformation within Islam. People like Ayan Hirsi Ali, ex-Muslims. People like Majid Nawaz, another ex-Muslim. In fact, he's still a Muslim. He's a Muslim reformist. But Muslim reformists get shouted down again and again by largely white middle-class leftists because they're intolerant. In fact, it was funny. One of the most virulent regressive leftists, Abby Martin, started lecturing Majid Nawaz about how the term regressive leftist was just a buzzword used by neocons who are pro-war, etc., etc. Until Majid Nawaz pointed out that he coined the term regressive leftist. So she was trying to argue that people who use the term regressive leftist are Islamophobes. He shot back and basically said, well, I'm a Muslim, and I coined the term in the first place. So again, we have this regressive leftist mantra, which is implicit in Jake Tapper's question and this whole debate. That if you draw attention to the fact that frightening numbers of Muslims endorse suicide bombings, majorities of Muslims in some countries endorse stoning women to death for adultery, for alleged adultery, honor killings, you know, we've had cases in Pakistan where a woman is killed for looking at a man twice. That happened. We had a teenager in Somalia back, I believe it was a couple of years ago, brutal honor killing there. You know, beliefs where they endorse killing homosexuals, executing people who leave the religion of Islam. These are not beliefs held by a tiny minority. And that point is manifestly provable in the polls conducted by Pew, which I'm going to cite in this article and which I've cited in my videos, The Truth About Islam and Islam Is Not a Religion of Peace, for which I've received multiple death threats because, of course, Islam is a religion of peace. That's why people threaten to kill you if you say it's not. Okay. So, again, we see this narrative over and over again, and now it's spilled out. Here's another article out of Associated Press. Dubai official warns of clash of civilizations over Trump. Top security official in Dubai warned Friday of a clash of civilizations If U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump becomes president, the latest sign of disquiet across the Middle East over the businessman's comments about Muslims. And this is Lieutenant General Dahim Khalfan Tamim, the deputy chairman of police and general security in Dubai. So he's basically saying that Donald Trump's comments are what is going to stoke a clash of civilizations. Not the fact that huge numbers of Muslims support suicide bombings. No, that's nothing to do with it. Not the fact that huge numbers of them support beliefs that are completely inconsistent and incompatible with Western beliefs. That's nothing to do with it. It's because Donald Trump made a comment. And what's even more frightening about this is that it's not just reserved to Muslims who are living in the Muslim world. In fact, a Center for Security Policy survey conducted last year found that more than half of Muslims living in the United States agreed that, quote, Muslims in America should have the choice of being governed according to Sharia law. So in other words, all those practices I just mentioned, stoning women to death, killing homosexuals, executing people who leave the religion of Islam, and a whole bunch of different ideas, beliefs, and practices in law where it's, you know, a woman's testimony, a Muslim woman's testimony counts for half of a man's. It's impossible, basically, for a Muslim woman to get divorced, even if she's been beaten up and abused. But a Muslim man can get divorced, basically, just by saying, I divorce you. That's Sharia law. It's really progressive and trendy and liberal, and it's a, you know, really hardcore feminist cause. That's why they all embrace it, I guess. So this is a concern. More than half of Muslims think that those kind of practices and beliefs, that they should have the choice to exhibit them, to express them, to codify them into law in many cases in America. It's already happening in some places of the United Kingdom. Now, we had another video in this, The Truth About Islam, which is on my YouTube channel, where it's basically a conference of Muslims in Norway, and the speaker says he's really upset about the fact that the establishment media is framing moderate Muslims as being against stoning women to death, honor killings, you know, killing homosexuals. He basically gets up and says, these are the beliefs of moderate Muslims. Then he takes a poll of the audience, you know, 200 Muslim men sitting there, Arab Muslims, black Muslims, white Muslims. He asks them, raise your hand if you agree that homosexuals should be killed, if you agree with stoning to death for adultery. Everyone in the house raises their hand, and these are so-called moderate Muslims. So, yes, if you believe that those kind of beliefs are antagonistic and incompatible with Western beliefs, then doesn't that mean that Islam hates the West? Doesn't mean that every Muslim hates the West or that every Muslim is a terrorist, because Donald Trump has never made that argument. Nobody with any serious credibility has ever made that argument, because that's not the argument. But they try and frame it as that over and over again. So we've got an article coming out on that shortly. And again, it's going to include this, which is a report I put out a few weeks ago. Muslim refugees welcome to Canada with call to destroy the enemies of Islam. Muslim refugees arriving in Alberta, Canada were welcomed by a pro-ISIS hate preacher who called for the destruction of enemies of Islam and prayed for jihadists to, quote, hit their targets. This is a preacher in Canada. This is not in Afghanistan. It's not in Pakistan. It's in Canada. He's welcoming the refugees coming into Canada by saying basically that he advocates terrorism, he advocates jihadist attacks to destroy the enemies of Islam, which of course is the West. So when Donald Trump says Islam hates the West, this proves that he's got a point and that it's not an outlier. It's not a ludicrous statement to make. And as I've made the argument many times over and over again, it's not a tiny fringe minority of Muslims that believe this. It's a frightening number, and in some cases, it's a majority of Muslims, especially when you look at Muslim attitudes to the West amongst Muslims who are living in the Middle East. And on that subject, we've got this article out of WorldNet Daily. Muslim migrant melts off wife's face with boiling oil. This is the very, very tolerant, inclusive culture that we're importing into the West. This is our cultural enrichment. pouring boiling oil over women's faces because the feminists don't care about it. They're too busy complaining about man-spreading and other gross violations of women's rights like that. When Homer, the 48-year-old wife of Muhammad, pulled back the shower curtain after her husband told her to have a look at what he was holding, the pot of hot, boiling oil in his hands was not what she expected. In a matter of seconds, her face was gone, melted, and the right hand she raised to protect herself permanently fused shut. She was left with burns over 44% of her body, scarred forever to restore her husband's honor. So basically, the husband got jealous that she was interested in another man. No proof that she'd even had any contact or sexual relations with him. And of course, the rational solution to that, if you believe these tenets, is to pour hot boiling water over that woman's face. That's a completely reasonable response, I guess you would agree. Of course, not a peep from feminists, nothing whatsoever. Here's another story out of Breitbart. Quote, people like you should be shot. Muslim taxi driver beat up gay couple for kissing in his cab. Muslim taxi driver in Vienna, Austria, punched a gay man in the mouth during an altercation over what does and does not constitute acceptable public behavior. That's what's happening in Austria as part of this cultural enrichment. We'll be back after the break to delve more into this and other news stories. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You got it! We have a procession of aliens! that's wrong?
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, and this was an interesting story that came up yesterday. Of course, the singer of the Eagles of Death Metal, the band involved in the tragic Bataclan theatre attack. Again, their audience goers and the band were targeted during the Paris massacre back in November. Of course, he came out yesterday and said he suspects that the attack was an inside job, because he noticed that many of the members of the security team had failed to show up. He noticed that one of them was acting shifty, refusing to look him in the eye. Obviously, it doesn't constitute bombshell evidence. But I can shed some more light on this, because we've got another report out of the local. Radicalization among police, a growing concern for France. A leaked memo has revealed that not even the French police is spared from the phenomenon of radicalization or fundamentalism, with a number of cases highlighted in recent years. So they're seeing a lot of cases in France now where the police officers, these Muslim police officers, will refuse to stand guard outside a synagogue, will refuse to observe minute silences, and it's becoming a real concern. Le Parisien newspaper, which revealed the leaked memo, claimed the officers were identified for acts such as refusing to stand guard outside a synagogue, refusing to respect minute silence. One officer even put out a call on Facebook, a call to murder on Facebook, which landed him in court, Le Parisien claimed. The newspaper claimed police in Paris were now recording transgressions on a weekly basis. So they've got a huge problem with potential Islamists getting jobs in the police force and then allowing their beliefs to overshadow their job, basically. So the claim that some of these security guards, which, I mean, this is essentially what the Eagles of Death Metal singer is arguing, that they may have been jihadists in on the plot, in on the massacre, that gives that claim a little more credibility. From the comments that I've read, he's not, you know, trying to claim that the French government itself was responsible for an inside job. He's claiming that there could have been Islamist jihadists on the inside who got jobs working as security at the Bataclan, who maybe helped facilitate the attack. But not a great deal of evidence to back up those claims so far. Of course, the Bataclan have come out forcefully and denied them, basically said his comments are defamatory. So we'll definitely keep track of that one. The Archbishop, one of the top archbishops, the Archbishop of Canterbury in England, has declared that it's not racist to fear migration. He's committed the thought crime of saying that people who have concerns about millions of individuals pouring into the West aren't necessarily racist. Britons have a justified fear of mass immigration, the Archbishop of Canterbury has declared. Justin Welby said it was absolutely outrageous to condemn people who raise concerns about the influx of large numbers of migrants as racist. He said the scale of Europe's migrant crisis meant such anxieties were entirely reasonable. Now we have police in Sweden being forced to defend a warning that women don't go out at night. Of course, Sweden is one of the countries that has reaped the benefits of this cultural enrichment with its 1,400% rape increase. And now the police are telling women in certain areas of Sweden not to go out at night. Police in Östersund in northern Sweden have warned women about being out on their own after dark, but the city's mayor has trashed the idea. Officers in Östersund first advised women not to walk around on their own at night during a press conference on Monday, and now basically there's a huge backlash against it. Even the feminists are starting to speak out against it, but again, they're not identifying why this is a problem. It's because of these waves of people have no respect for women whatsoever. In Denmark, they're having to put them through sexual consent courses, and it's really not working. We'll be back in the next segment. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.